This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid, or did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I very much do appreciate the time you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being, you know, part of the conversation, part of the process. Now, I know I'm going to get in trouble for doing this, but hey, whatever. Some of you older fellas, before I get to that, you know, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. Lots happening up there, lots going on. And I do want you involved. I do want you engaged. And if you want to help support the show, I would hope you do. If you want to help support the show, head up to the website. And let me give it again because I know some of you can't remember a few minutes into the show. It's therealside.com. And There's a little badge icon, whatever you want to call it. It's called Patreon. It's up on the right-hand side. And it allows you to become a member of the team. You know, I know everybody likes to be part of a bigger project, program, whatever you want to call it. So it'll give you the ability to become a team member, whatever. And it helps support the show. But really what I want to do is get back to what I was talking about. This is the part of the show that I hate. You know what? Head up there. If you want to support the show, you buy coffee mugs, you buy the T-shirts, you can give through Patreon. You can just help support the show. If you like what you're hearing, you like what you're seeing, this is a way to do it. So today, if you were a younger person, you wouldn't have heard this. If you're my age or just under my age or a little older, we had something happen 70-plus years ago that we refer to as D-Day. And the president of these United States, one of the ones that the Democrats just love, the left-leaning Dems really love, he asked the nation, of all things, he asked the nation to pray with him. And nobody screamed. There wasn't an outcry. There wasn't, oh my God, how could he ask? I want to play that prayer for you. See if anybody's offended by it. Because, you know, I don't want to offend anybody.
This day have set upon a mighty endeavor. A struggle to preserve our republic, our religion, and our civilization. And to set free a suffering humanity. They will be sore tried by night and by day, without rest, until the victory is won. The darkness will be rent by noise and flame. Men's souls will be shaken with the violences of war. Success may not come with rushing speed, but we shall return again and again. And we know that by thy grace and by the righteousness of our cause, our sons will triumph.
know, the funny thing about that is he says that our cause is a righteous cause. Can you imagine any president, anybody in a position of authority today in this world being so bold, so much of a nationalist to say, we're right. We're it. We're right. We're the guys. We're on the side of right. We're fighting for justice. We're fighting to free those in oppression in another country, in another place. Can you imagine? Some people would be going out of their minds. They would have started with, join me in this prayer. This was a prayer. And you know, FDR is looked upon as a god in the Democrat Party. So I want you to think about that. I want you to think about what he asked. He asked for a defeat of the enemy. So he actually is calling out good and evil. He gives you a reason as to why. Tells God that our cause is just. I love it. I think it's great. I think it's what more people in positions of authority should be doing, not less. And not be afraid to pray over things. I mean, seriously. Now, later on, we're going to talk about abortion versus adoption. But I got this, and I wanted to kick the show off with this. I don't know if you know this, but D-Day was originally scheduled for June 5th, but the weather wouldn't cooperate. Think about that. Thousands and thousands and thousands of men had to be put on hold. Now, there were five separate landings on 60 miles of Normandy coast by American, British, and Canadian troops. The D-Day invasion involved 5,000, I want you to think about these numbers, 5,000 ships carrying men and vehicles across the English Channel, as well as 800 planes dropping over 13,000 airborne targets. That's right, 13,000 men in those big white parachutes. An additional 300 planes dropped bombs on German troops defending the beaches. More than 100,000 Allied troops made it to the shore that day. That's a number to think about, 100,000. Right, the most difficult landing at D-Day was at Omaha Beach, where navigation issues had many men drowned before they even got to the beach, before they were even getting ready to get involved in the fighting. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about how many people lost their lives fighting for your freedom that day. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us again on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. And just enjoy the time with us. You know, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, I want to get back to it. Some of you, you know, if you want to get involved in the conversation, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. A million ways you can get engaged. A million ways you can get involved. Take advantage of it. If you have questions or things you want to talk about. But I want to really get back to D-Day. Because we, again, that's what I always say on the show is that you need to make sure your kids are learning. You need to make sure your kids know about this. Really, for me, it's that simple. And in the first segment, I talked about the prayer. Right, we had actually had a president who wanted us to pray with him. Oh my. I mean, ask us to get involved in prayer. Ask the Almighty for, you know, success and victory to defeat the evil people. Well, how would he know they were evil? They were just fighting for their survival. Ask them at the time. There were 150,000 troops that landed in Normandy. Now, American, who landed on Omaha and Utah beaches, there were 73,000 of them. 23,000 came in. I mean, you have got to be gutsy. Right? 23,000 of them were airborne. I mean, you are jumping out of planes with white parachutes behind you, and they got guns on the ground. 61,000 British, 21,000 Canadians. There were 11,500 aircraft. We lost about 130 aircraft. There were almost 7,000 ships combined. Combat ships were around 1,200, landing craft about 4,000, and other craft were about 700. They even used a little over 800, you know, merchant vessels to get people around. And when you look at the numbers as a whole, right, total, the British had the most. They had 112,000 people. Americans had 52,000. Other allied added to about 5,000. I mean, just think about the numbers as a whole. And when our troops went in that day, our leaders knew, our troops knew how many men and women were going to die that day. How many people were going to die heading on those beaches? I mean, we're talking, again, big numbers, thousands. And when these men left us, when they left this country, I'm just trying to paint a picture for you. I want you to think about something. When they left, they knew or understood a majority of them would never come back. Come on, think about that. I want that to run through your head. They didn't want to go fight. You know, you have all these traitors today that are stealing documents and they're calling them whistleblowers. I call them traitors. It's one thing if they're spying on, you know, like they did with President Trump. That's a whistleblower. He's like, oh, wait a minute, this isn't right. But when you're giving away papers that have the names of our people overseas, our spies, our operatives, or what have you, that's a problem. Now, you know, there's no way to actually know the exact number of people that died or went missing in action. But when you think about that, I want you to think about these numbers. There were over 10,000 Allied soldiers that were killed. There were 66,000 Americans, 2,700 British, and a little under 1,000 Canadians. Right? And you think of the numbers, 10,000 within a couple days. And not that this makes it better, good, or what have you, but I think we were 6,000 or 7,000 that we had lost, you know, after 9/11. And we went to war and we were losing some of our men and women. And I'm not, again, don't take this the wrong way. I'm not saying this is okay. But I'm wondering, if we lost, as the American populace as a whole, lost the will to fight for the right thing? Have we lost the will to protect others other than, you know, illegals that want to show up here? I mean, seriously, the Dems go to town. They will fight to protect the illegals that came here. Why not fight in their countries to begin with? Why not help them and shore up what's going on in their countries so that they don't have to come here for us to protect them? Or not protect them, whatever. That's all I'm, you know, I mean, people get crazy when you start talking about this stuff. You're not allowed to talk about this stuff. But what did our men go to die for? Why didn't we just go send transports and bring all the people here? Let Germany have all that barren land, right? I mean, come on, how stupid does this get? Well, that was different, Joe, because they were invading. They were taking over countries. But what do you think is happening in South America in those places? It may not be a government. It's a cartel. It's a group of, quote-unquote, rebels. That's the part that makes me crazy. So anyway, I love when you guys, there's my little tribute to D-Day. Find out more. Let your kids, your grandkids, your nieces and nephews know about it. They need to understand. They need to know what it truly is about. Anyhow, getting back to somebody on Facebook, and I try to peruse the comments after you guys put them up there. And we were talking about, what was that? I don't even remember the story we were talking about. But how kids do better in double parent homes. And this person writes, and I don't know where they started off with Alan West. Alan West thinks it's important that children are brought up by a mother and a father, but forces single girls to have children without fathers. You know, I guess these girls would also like a father to be involved. Yes, I actually am asking for the pictures of Alan West duct taping these girls down and forcing them to have children. I'm going to respond to that because that is a normal Democrat or liberal response to whenever you say or give the option for adoption. I'm Joe Messina, your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Where else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Try one more thing. One more. I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-733-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Truly, get involved, stay involved, get engaged, press the right button so you don't have to listen to sounds like that. We were talking about D-Day earlier. Go back and pick up a segment if you're interested in it, because I got to tell you something. We cannot lose this kind of history. We can't allow your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews, others around you. Don't let this get away. Don't let them get away with this. You need to make a big deal out of it. And with the 4th of July coming up, you need to make a big deal out of that as well. Because we're losing this kind of thing. All right, so the other night I did a piece about how a recent study shows, and others do too, that kids flourish, they do better, later on in life as well, when they have a two-parent home, mother and father. That is not putting down single-parent homes or anything along those lines. I was just talking about an article that was put out there. And the difference is how kids or girls or boys, how they do in two family homes, one parent homes. How do girls fare when they're home with one parent, which is a dad? How does a boy fare when it's one parent home and it's a mother? And frankly, even in a one parent home when it's male and male, or same sex parent homes, there are different dynamics. There are different outcomes. Not coming from me. So somebody responded to that and said, and again, I don't know where they got the Alan West reference. They said, Alan West thinks it's important that children are brought up by a mother and a father, but forces single girls to have children without fathers. I guess these girls would have liked to have a father to be involved too. Yeah, they would have, probably. They probably would have done better. See, I always say to the men that we deal with, I always say the same thing to them. If you would teach your girls, if you would treat your girls the way you expect them to be treated, the way they should be treated by other men, the way they should be treated by their boyfriends, husbands, whatever, you will set an expectation that they'll have a hard time shrugging off. Not that they won't. Not that they won't go in a different direction, but you have a much better chance if you lay down a foundation. Show them how they should be treated. Set an expectation for them. My response in the stereotypical Joe style was, seriously? You really want to twist it like that? No, he wants them not to kill the child. They're over. I want you guys to I know some of you guys find some of these this distasteful, but I want you to listen to this. There are over 1.3 million abortions in this country every year. It may be more, maybe less, but let's just say the average is 1.3 million. There are 2 million parents, two household parents, waiting to adopt. When did adoption become the swear word? When did adoption become the distasteful? When did it become a back alley thing to do? When did that happen? Right? Like Ellen West, I want those babies put up for adoption. I want them to go to a loving home. I don't want them to be ripped out of the womb in pieces. Also, it'd be great if we brought up our boys to be more like men, to truly understand their role in society, to understand how to provide for their family, take care of their family, treat their wives, treat their kids, be leaders in the community. Now, I know there's a whole bunch of lefties out there whose eyeballs are popping right now that I would even, first of all, segregate them and suggest that a man should be the head of the household or take care of his family. Why not? If your family has other arrangements, well, good for you. But the men were born, they were built, they were designed to be workers, to be providers. They're made differently. I know that some of you out there listening to me are cringing, and you know what? Good. Really good. You have got to tell me from a biological standpoint how these bodies are exactly the same. Try to tell me that men and women are exactly the same, that they have the same strengths, the same weaknesses, that their minds work the same way. They don't. We process things differently. We look at things differently. I could go over all the scientific stuff, but you really don't want to hear it. It's obvious you don't want to hear it. Or hear it. So again, when did abortion become totally acceptable and adoption become a swear word? When did that happen? If you have 2 million loving parents or households looking for children, looking to adopt children, and don't write me an email and say, well, you know, there's lots of kids overseas that need homes. Good. Let them find their own adoption agencies. At least they weren't killed. Isn't that nice? Ellen West and I'm sure both of us want those babies put up for adoption. And back to, why don't you bring your boys up? Why don't you bring your boys up well? Treat them how to be men. If you teach them how valuable they are, how valuable their bodies are. If you show them truly how they should be treating each other, it'd be a whole different animal. I've always said the same thing. I think abortion is an issue of the heart. Right? I mean, we don't understand the value. We're not bringing our kids up to understand the value of life, what's going on around them. Think about that. You know, an abortion most of the time is a selfish thing, right? It's me. I can't afford another kid. I don't want a kid. I've got a career to look forward to. Right? And again, I would love to get somebody to the show, but they won't come on. Yeah, I wonder why. I'd love to have somebody to the show to talk this out in a normal, conversational way. Explain to me why, and I've said this, some of you have heard me say this, explain to me why, if I do something that causes you to have a miscarriage and that baby to die while you're on your way to the abortion clinic, I can be brought up, and usually am, on involuntary manslaughter charges. You, the container, gets to go to the abortion clinic and have it taken out, and that's okay. I could be walking arm in arm with you as your boyfriend with a wad of cash in my pocket paying for this to happen. I'm facilitating the killing of this little thing, and yet if I went in there, they would be cheering me on for supporting my girlfriend and her decision. Now, wouldn't they? Do you understand how whack this line of thinking is? And I'm sure I couldn't have this discussion in a room of people solidly on the left because they would be booing and hissing and shouting at me, as we've seen so many other times when people try to have discussions. Why don't we teach our kids to take responsibility? Why don't we start teaching our kids to not be irresponsible? And some of you parents out there, I've seen how your daughters dress, how your boys dress, what you... I mean, seriously. Treat them to respect themselves. I'm not telling you how to dress. I'm just saying treat... We turn everything into a sexual... You got to look hot. You got to look sexy. You got to look inviting. That's the way to be. Why? Because I'll tell you what, ladies, not to be rude, you know, 50 years later, you don't look like that anymore. Come on. You with me? And I don't look anything like I did in high school. I don't even know where that guy is. I think I've engulfed him twice over. Okay? You know what I'm saying? And I sure as heck didn't have this color hair in high school. So there's no, you know, and I don't know why they don't do this. They don't really have these national statistics. You have to go looking for them and put them together like I did. And again, like I said, there are many people waiting to adopt, right? And every year, you know, as I told you, depending on where you look, that's how I came up with the average, 1.3 million. Only 4% of women with unwanted pregnancies place their children through adoption. This number has flipped. Do you understand that? Why? Why has it flipped? I mean, what do we, again, I go back to, what are we teaching our kids? What is, we're allowing, we've made it acceptable, so acceptable that they actually have signs to call, you know, for adoption clinics. They're in the, abortion clinics. They're in the books. Can you imagine 20 years ago having a section for abortion clinics in a phone book? Before we go to break, think about it. 36 couples for every one child aborted. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more after the break.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. Totallyincorrectoffer.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
But my wife would like first class with me, right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me tonight. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, truly, I truly thank you for being with me. I know that there's a gazillion other stations you could be part of. You could be, you know, listening to and that kind of thing, and you've chosen this one. And it makes me happy anyhow, and you know it's all about me, right? Just so we get this clear from the beginning. Anyway, you know, we were talking about the abortion in the last segment. And You ever been to a candy store or you've been somewhere with some little kid staring at a piece of candy like, oh my God, I'd give my right leg, right arm, two of my eye teeth and something else for that Hershey bar or whatever. We've all been there, right? The little kid that wants something so bad he's crying about it, he's rolled a pitch of fit sitting there at the cash register. I'm trying to set something up for you. Just think about something where you knew of a little kid that just wanted something so bad. I mean, he would have sold his parents for it. You know what I mean? Well, there's over 2 million infertile couples here in this country actively trying to adopt a child here or overseas. Very expensive. Very cost prohibitive. Can you imagine those parents as they sit there reading articles about people that are aborting babies, about the fights that they're having about aborting babies, about what are these mothers, I mean, think about this. What are these mothers supposed to do who can't afford another child or can't handle another child or can't, you know, the child would ruin their career? They could give it to one of these 2 million couples that would provide. I mean, think, you know, I always say, and I know some of you don't agree with me because you've written me in the past. I always say the same thing. If you're an adopted child, unless your adoptive parents were really sick people, they went looking for you. They chose you out. And they went looking for you. They wanted a child to love, to nurture. You weren't an accident for them. This was a planned mission of love that they went looking for you, to adopt you. I'm not adopted. My mother probably wished I had been, but I'm not adopted. And sometimes I hear about, you know, the adopted kids that they just feel weird, they feel different, and all right, so I'm not there, so I can't understand that. But I'd like to submit to you on the other side of the coin that those parents went looking for you. And if you were a sickly child or you had challenges, they didn't send you back. They put up with you. But again, they went looking for you, for better, for worse, for whatever. And they raised you because you were their own. In their mind, there was no one else. You were their own. I want you to think about that love. Right? Those couples that are sitting there that can't conceive, they spent all kinds of money trying to get pregnant, and then they have to read and see and hear about these girls that drop babies in toilets, drop babies in garbage pails. Right? I mean, come on. Just be honest. We hear about this all the time. Can you imagine how much that breaks their heart? Thinking, I would have loved that child. We would have taken that child in. We would have loved that child. So, you know, you got to give this some thought. The reality's behind this. And there's been, you know, again, there's been infertile couples forever. But I guess really what bothers me more than anything about all of this is how we've made it, I won't say easy, but we've made it so acceptable. And there were many that wanted us to make it acceptable for the biggest reason, really, was that so young moms wouldn't feel bad about doing it. We wanted to take the stigma off it. We didn't want them to feel bad. Right? It's just like they did with food stamps. I'm taking a little side stroll here. They didn't want you to have, remember the old days you had those, I don't know why they call them stamps. Maybe one time they were actual stamps. But they used to put them like in a coupon book. And you never got change. So if you bought something that was $9.31 and you gave a $10 coupon thing, you didn't get change back for that because it wasn't your money. It was taxpayer money. They were helping you out. And you couldn't buy cigarettes and other things like that because the money was to help you through a rough patch in your life to feed your kids and feed yourself. So what did they do? Well, they didn't want you to feel bad about being on welfare. And they gave out these credit card-looking things. Well, everybody uses a plastic card. Nobody's going to know the difference. There's no reason to feel bad about it. There's no reason to give a second of any kind of thought. You use it. You're like everybody else. So I don't hear anybody saying, I can't wait to get off of this anymore. I'm just saying, we normalized everything. And we did the same thing with abortion. We normalized it past adoption. Right? I mean, you've got couples that have been waiting years, 5, 10, 15 years to adopt. Yeah, they'll adopt later on in life just to have one of their own. Some of them are paying $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 to adoption agencies. And then once they do that, once they have the money to make it happen, they got to go through a whole set of rules and interviews and all that, which is really kind of funny if you think about it. Some of the worst parents, natural parents, you know, don't require any parenting skills. They don't require a class. They don't require any of that. Yet adoptive parents who really want children have got to wait years and go through all kinds of hoops. Really. You know, once the birth mother chooses an adoptive couple, I mean, think about what they have to go through. Look at the chances they're willing to take. As an adoptive parent, look at the chances they're willing to take for you. They're going to go through this drama of being interviewed, going through all this stuff. The birth mother says, yeah, that's the one. Right? You go ahead and you, and I'm, if I'm pulling at somebody's heartstrings, if I'm hurting someone now, I don't mean to. But they go through all the trouble of getting their house set, sending invitations to their friends. They have an idea when the baby's going to be born. Right? They put together a nursery. I mean, there's some emotional expenditure going on here, isn't there? And then what happens? The birth mother at the last minute decides to keep the baby. And some parents have gone through this two or three and four times before they finally get their baby. That's the hero. Do you understand? That's the real hero. They know this going in. They know the time frames. They know how much it's going to cost physically, emotionally, and financially. And at the very end, the whole thing could fall apart. And yet they're willing to do it. They're willing to do it again and again and again. Right? So when you sit there and think about all this, I'm sorry. They're the heroes. Right? I mean, they're the fighters. They're the warriors. I'd probably do that once or twice and go, okay, I'm done. I probably couldn't. I probably would go through the first one and go, I'm done. So, I just said that all because I'm tired of hearing about this. I'm tired of this. We're not allowing women to choose. That the best thing in the world for these women are abortions. They never talk about the mental health issues behind that. They never talk the emotional toll on the family. The only ones that get high views on YouTube or what have you are the ones that actually enjoyed having their abortion. Yeah, they're on there. Go check them out. They enjoyed having an abortion. They had two or three of them, and they'd have two or three more if they needed to. You know, it's like a day at the dentist for them, or an hour at the dentist, or whatever. Why? And then we wonder why young kids go into schools and shoot up classes. There's no value for life. There's no understanding what life is truly worth, what it is. I mean, come on. Let's lay it out and be honest about it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hang out in the next hour because we're going to have, first of all, I heard somebody say talking about California would be, if it was his own country, it'd have the third largest economy, blah, 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 blah. And I'm going, really? But it wouldn't be able to sustain itself. So, you know, it'd be Venezuela Jr. It'd be Cuba Jr. I mean, you could say this stuff all day long because you look at the raw numbers. Yeah, we've got the biggest economy. Yeah, well, we make up 16% of the country's population, yet we account for 31% of the welfare dollars going out in this country. And in and of itself, California could not handle the pensions it owes its people. I wonder how many votes would go to Democrats if they finally said, look, you guys in the unions, we can't pay anymore. We're done. We got no money. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.